Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about kingdom financial sacrifices. In the first service, I spoke to the church, the third in the series, and this is going to be the fourth in the series, kingdom financial sacrifices. This is our month of sacrifice, and in this church, we believe in the whole counsel of God, the full counsel of the truth of God's word. And so even though it's a very difficult topic for our generation, because it is a very strong pillar of our faith, we still have to talk about it in the truth of God's word. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody you are going to be blessed, and the truth will set you free. Praise the Lord. In the first service, I spoke to the church about implications of giving to God financially. That when you give to God, there are implications, and when you don't give to God too, there are implications. I'm not talking about negative consequences here at all. I'm just talking about the fact that this is how God sees it. A generous heart, God has a disposition towards it. And a heart that is not generous, God also has a disposition towards it. Let me say that if you give to God, it will not give you a place in heaven. And if you don't give to God, it will not stop you from going to heaven. Or it won't take you to hell. The challenge you will have is that here on earth, God has set certain principles in motion that if you are in the kingdom, these principles can give you advantages and benefits when you obey His word and practice them. And so if you don't also, you will also not see the benefits that people who practice and obey will see. Are you with me? And so you can really be heavenly bound and then struggle here on earth depending on your yieldedness or obedience to God's word here on earth. Say here on earth. And when the disciples were talking to Jesus, they said that as we have followed you all this while, left our family, left our jobs and all of that, what are we going to receive? And Jesus said, not only here, I will reward you there and also here. Most of these things we are teaching, apart from receiving Christ and walking in faith to maintain your faith in Christ so that your end will be heaven, every other thing basically is for our blessing and comfort here on earth. And that's where your choice matters. And so it's important that we bring the truth of God's word. You give and it shall be given unto you. I think there is no ambiguity about this. Remember that the person giving unto you is God Himself. But He creates human channels, natural channels, to transport what will make sense in your life here on earth. That is why we give our time, we give our gift, we give our competences, we serve. But mysteriously this month, I'm talking about giving financially. So I'm not calling you into service, you're already serving. You're already singing. Is that also? Tanzi sang beautifully with the Timothy class. Have they not sang? And this month, this one is counting differently before God. I'm talking about Tanzi bringing $1 million to the kingdom. Yes. Yes. It's no longer by the gift of singing. And I am giving. My giving is that I am ushering. This, you will still usher. But, you know, yeah, for skaka krakow. Yeah, they skaka krakow. I love you, Nodos. I love you. I love you. My wife, I love you. I love you. Now, we get a crack out. I love you na mpabua kakrakao. I love you na sikaka krakao. Boom. I love you, then you had a dress. Then you had some Louis Vuitton. This morning, some people told me that they like Prada than Louis. Some people, they say they like Prada than Louis Vuitton. It will be hard in your pay. So, kakraka huanan kabebwa. Hello. They said a man collapsed. And when he collapsed, you know, they brought water and they splashed him water. He was still not waking up. And somebody said, after splashing water, no, let's make mashkenke for him. That mashkenke with milk. Yeah, rich milk. Yeah, it will bring him back. And then as they were splashing, listen to what he's saying there. That is the real mind of God. He's saying there, bring the mashkenke with milk. That's what I would do. So after splashing the water, no? Some mashkenke to what we'll do. Give, and this giving is a big problem for a lot of Christians. Some people can serve God for generations, decades, and still not be able to master the heart to generously give to the Lord. And please, I would like you to listen to the first service because we learned some important things there. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. And then it talks about unrighteous mammon. I like the adjective given to, the qualification given to the mammon. That its real qualified name is unrighteous. That is, money can really corrupt your heart. The thing is coming with a very high propensity to make you dishonor God. And that is why in all that is actually is this particular chapter. I think it's verse 11. Look at that. It says that, and verse, oh, that one is Matthew. Is it Matthew? Or is, it should be Luke, yeah? Luke chapter something. Is it 16? 16, 11. Oh. And therefore, oh, good, good. 16, 11. It says that, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon. The mammon is unrighteous. Oh. And if you don't have a good heart, it will make you even more unrighteous. He said, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So there's something called true riches. But to get to the true riches, you need to pass the test of the unrighteous mammon. And that's why I know that it takes Christians who really love God to be prosperous. Because this test makes us know that some people, their God is money. Verse 12. I'm not preaching it. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And your own is when that another man's is still referring to God. Because the parable was talking about God giving and then some servant serving. And he says that, this is very rhetorical. He said, if you are not faithful with what God has given you, who? Why not the man? And we know the who he's referring to is God. You have not been faithful with the little. The one he gave you from the beginning. How will he even bother himself giving you? And I was just trying to share with the first service that the wealth God gives us has an assignment. And you have to prove with your faithfulness to God that when he gives you the true wealth, you will fulfill the assignment the wealth has been given for. And that's why you see that some people will get the money and marry three wives, marry and sponsor terrorism. You know, it's a failed assignment. Hello? Bible said, David saw that the Lord has established him as a king for the sake of his people Israel. So you have been established as a husband, as a wife, as a prosperous person for a reason. Praise the Lord. Mordecai told Esther, he said, it's for a time as this. For such a time. Don't fail on the assignment. Next verse, this is a bomb. No servant can serve two masters. Ask somebody, who is your master? Is money your master? What is a master? Master is God. Master is someone, you are the beck and call of the person or the thing. And here we are seeing that, I was telling the first, I said, God's biggest competitor here on earth, as far as competing for space in the heart of man, is not the devil. This scripture makes us know that devil is not God's biggest competitor for space in the heart of man. Look at what the scripture said. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So the two masters is referring to God and mammon. God and cash. Say cash. And he says that when it comes to love, the thing competing with God for space concerning love, it's not the devil. It's Bank of Ghana. It's l'argent. It's competitive. What's your hook there? What did you mean space? Cash. Money is the reason why some people would despise God. Some people will not be able to serve God. So we really don't know your true righteousness and riches. We don't know. Until you touch a certain dimension of money. You see, the way money works is sometimes it works like the way pride works. Hardly will you accept that you are proud until it puts you into a pit. Everyone deems themselves to be very humble. But pride, so it's a very subtle something. You are there and your heart is for mammon and you think you love Jesus. Because there's a way that you can just run around something until you have a reality that is not the same reality God has or perspective God has about you. But you can lie to yourself. And sometimes it's not like you are lying to yourself. You have told yourself something and you have accepted that this is me. I love God, but I don't like to give money. Because the pastors, they eat the money. They chop the money. The church, we don't know what they are doing. You know? We don't know what they are doing. The church, we don't know. And you can tell yourself. So maybe sometimes you have met a very bad minister in ministry before. You hear? A ministry whose decisions were not in the right direction. It can impact you so much that you get to a point, you just take all of us as a homogeneous group. We are all like that. As for church, it's now the pastor is like this, the church is like this. You just wait. All churches are the same. It's just a matter of time. Give time. It will show by their fruit shall know them. Be careful what becomes your master. Because you can have a master, he'll be regulating you with style. You know, there's something they call neo-colonialism. It is a bit different from the raw colonialism. Neo normally refers to new. New form, new style. Before the colonialism, like they brought arms and ships to carry us physically away. Now you can be colonized, you can be ruled in a subtle, nice way that you will not see. You cry, you bring offering on top. That is what mammon can do to you. It can take charge of you and you will think you are in charge. Money has been given to us to use for God's purpose and for our comfort within the borders that God has given us. That's why there is legitimate money, illegitimate money. Bible even talks about he that makes money by exorbitant means, you know, giving high interest, you know, and all extorting people, all of that. God frowns on all those things. So money is so important that the Bible talks so much about money. So this money can rule your heart if you don't check your heart. And I'm saying that sometimes when it's ruling you, you will not know that it has become your master. And you will think that you are in control of money, but the money will be in control of you. So the scripture we read says, you give and it shall be given unto you. One way you know that money is no longer your master is that you will be generous towards God with that money. That is, giving it to God, the one who gave it to you, is no longer a pain that ends your life or that makes you hopeless. And some people feel hopeless, helpless when they are to give to God. Giving to God sacrificially must make you cry, but it must not make you hopeless. Look at Psalm 126. I love the text. You can be crying and happy at the same time. Psalm 126 verse 3 or verse 5. It says that, verse 5, please. It says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Next verse. He that goeth forth and weepeth. You see, he's going forth, he's weeping. Bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So you can go forth sowing, weeping, but you are happy in your heart knowing that this thing, the end will be great. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. But today the point is that remove the power of money over your life and let God be in charge of your life. There are monies that we set down for different things. And I believe in planning, because planning is important for success. Jotham was successful because he planned his life. He prepared his ways before God. There are Christians who don't plan. They spend anyhow. They are haphazard in their spending, in their way of living. But God wants us to plan. That's why he tells us to go to the ant and see how he plans ahead of the season. So I believe in budgeting, planning, putting money there, saving. They are all in the Bible. But when God comes to you and puts something in your heart to do, he knowing you have planned, you have strategized here and there, if he puts it in your heart, that thing he has put in your heart should override every plan you have. Because you have to seek first the kingdom of God, the king and his wish, the king and his desires, the king and his prerogative, his preference first before any other thing. So practically, I have saved money. I'm sure my wife too has done same. I've seen her do same for a particular thing, maybe to build, to buy a land. And then sometimes you can see that God comes to Abraham and say, give me Isaac. And who am I? You know, when I was in secondary school, we were doing economics. They say economics is a science. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, alternative uses. And then we'll say that if so-so-and-so said this is economics, who am I? Who am I to say that economics is not a science? It's a social science. Who am I? So if you have saved all, planned, and God is making a demand on what you have planned, you know, your life with, who am I? Like Abraham thought that he was coming to enjoy Isaac, and God said that, I know you have children, you even have servant. Ishmael is there, other servants are there, but I want Isaac. This God has taste. He has what? He has taste. So give and it shall be given unto you. So we know that there is an explanation to why some people never receive. There is an explanation. He said, give, and the word of God is true. Give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Men giving into your bosom is in response to something that you have done with God. So some people are saying, nobody, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You need to check how generous you are to God. And please go and listen to last week. It's like I'm going back too much. Last week, this is the service that I said that there are three kinds of giving people do. Those who give what is available, those who give what is affordable, and those who give what is valuable and painful. You should strive to be at the realm of giving what is valuable, not just what is available and affordable. When you hit that level, where the giving chuki-chuki you is a sacrifice, then he said that men shall give to your bosom. Praise the Lord. That is to say that the giving will attract a certain dimension of favor that will make God use natural channels to satisfy your needs. You give to God, he say, men. Say men. I can hear you say human beings. Human beings. So you see that every giver, there's a lady that some years ago joined our church in Cape Coast. Within a short time, you could see clearly that this lady was a giver. She was giving, serving within a church. She was a teacher. Then she wanted to move to Europe. So someone got a visa for her. And then she thought she was going to another country. When she got to the airport, they landed her. She was on a flight to Latvia. It was the first time I heard about Latvia. So she got to Latvia. And then there was nobody to pick her. She left the airport. She was so stranded. But when she was going, she sold everything she had and gave a half of it to the church. Left a child and then went with some small money. She thought she had gotten a job, she was going there. She got to Latvia, the language she didn't understand. She was left by the roadside. She didn't know what to do. She was trying to stop taxi like the way we do here. Almost, Uber had not come that time. It was not working. She was there. When a car drove and came and stood by her side, she was just saying, God, remember me. Show me mercy. A car drove and came and stopped. It was a man. And told her, the man mentioned her name. He said, enter the car. She was afraid, but the condition she was in, she had to enter by fire. She entered. The man could speak English. The man said he was in his office when the Lord said to him, I have a daughter stranded by this street, this exact space. Go and pick her now and keep her in your house for 2 weeks and show her what to do. And normally when we give, we want to receive in the same fashion as we gave. But scripture is clear that we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. You see, when you sow, God has a way of giving it to you in the form that he deems fit, in the form that will be more satisfactory and fulfilling to your life. Sometimes when you give money, you don't receive money back. You receive something that may be more than money, but sometimes you won't even recognize the value of it. Value that maybe you went to the hospital. My wife one time went to the hospital, and they were coming to give her an infusion. Is it infusion? Infusion? The one they... It was, you know, there's some they inject. There's some, what is it? IV. But it was not supposed to be that one. But they were going to give her that one. How she got to know, because ordinarily she wouldn't know. You don't call that one intelligence or diligence. It's a spontaneous intervention from God. And if that had happened, that would have been a big, big problem for her. Sometimes I'm saying that the response to your giving, being generous towards God, might not come in the form that you want, but something has been done. But God is also so generous that he knows that, Charlie, you have to show work. Because as for my wife, no matter how much I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, if I don't show working with cash, that love no complete. Don't be buying flowers for my wife. She's not a horticulturist. My wife doesn't like flowers. Or the once a while, it can be, if that flower is just a natural flower, that would die very quick. Quick. You cannot be here and you tell a woman that I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and it's just in what? Anufanfa. And those people who don't want to give material, they are quick to spot the hair you did. Your hair is nice. I'm complimenting them now. A intrinsic payment. But so I my material payment part. Money is their God. You can give everything but money. Why you feel? Well, boy, but within ya, and within tennis, or the all mouse cut that. Jesus, he died physically, even though his physical death was more spiritually relevant. He died physically to tell us that it is not only about the intrinsic value of the giving, but sometimes the optics don't lie. You have to see a face value of what that expression of love is. That it is a physical expression of your love. Hello? Yes. When it's raining and my kids and my wife will come to church later, I normally would take my wife's car because I'll come early. If he's going to, they are going to be late, or the conditions are not, maybe I'm a man. So I will mostly take a car and drive and come so that they are plenty. They need a more, it's like the car is going to war. So that, do you understand what I'm talking about? Are you the man, no? Every time you want more comfort for yourself. Why? Ask some man by yourself, why? Then you come here and then you also telling the woman, I love you. What kind of love is that? Entronqua. Have you seen why you are angry with me? The man here is very angry. Look at the face of a man here. That is not laughing. He's very angry with me. That is the one that I'm talking about. Show your love by giving. Show it. Show your love. Tell somebody, give God physically. Give God. Give God cash. Material giving. Financial giving. To the work of God. It's too powerful. Say wow. How will you know the authenticity of someone's love for you? If all they do is profession. They say action speak. Action. Action speaks louder than talk. Than words. This preaching I'm preaching, a lot of men are very uncomfortable. Some women today are collection tanker. I should not go there. I can never go back home. No. Some women. Tank farm of collection. Tank farm. Tank farm. Oh, collect, 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 collect never gives. And we take that same thing and come to God's realm. You receive from God, receive from God, receive from God, but you never give. You see something that is nice that you have to buy for your husband, then your poor mind is a poverty thing. Will tell you that, but it is a man that you'll be buying for a woman. Or more. What a brain. What a brain. When some women are feeding nations, you are struggling to buy for your husband. Who is bewitching you? For a woman here, you don't just express your love, you know, for your husband in cooking food, you know, doing all the things that you say is what Mpo? These days, you know, a man may be in susu one person kwa wari o, kwa wari pa. Yes, wabano sheno. And even if you look at the relationship God has with us, whenever he wants something to be done here on earth, he gives us. He gives us abundantly. And trust that we'll be faithful to give to his work. So it is a back and forth kind of flow. God gives us, we return it to him. He gives us, we return it to him. He gives us, we return it to him. There's a portion he wants us to use for our comfort. Praise the Lord. He uses the word here in Luke chapter 6. Chapter 16 actually, put it there. Chapter 16 verse 11. He said, how can you be trusted? He said, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous man, who will commit to your trust? That word trust there. Don't take it normal, the trust you have been talking about here and there. In fact, here we don't even see a lot more of it. But when you go to the Western world, you see that some people can just give their property in trust to an organization to look after it and use the dividends or whatever to be servicing things and be paying here and taking care of it, because especially those people who don't believe in the wisdom of their children, they will put it in trust. So you go there, you see plenty properties being managed by a trust. Hello. They are a custodian of properties. They are stewards. They don't own it, but they are stewards. And the trust will have some commission that comes to it for taking care of the property. I'm saying something that when God says that, how will I entrust into your hand? He's saying that whenever he entrusts riches into your hand, there is a commission that comes to you that you can spend for being a steward. But invariably, the thing is not yours. So don't eat what is supposed to be yours, and eat that which is also for the owner. The owner may be dead centuries, but the contract will still be very valid. But what do we do as Christians? They're committing something to our trust now. That's why you have married the woman, you are beating the woman, because what you don't understand is that this woman has been committed to your trust. This man has been committed to your trust. That's why you're abusing it. The child has been committed to your trust. The job. Hello? Am I preaching? Tell somebody, change your mind though. These things should change your mind. If you have a position, is committed to your trust. Esther, who knows that you have come into this kingdom for such a time as this? Then he says that deliverance will come through you. One man who coins one. God will far baby for fro. Yeah. Please, as we are here, our value is the blood of Jesus. But for the work that God has to do here on earth, you need to put yourself in a poor position for you to be valuable in the hands of God. When you die, you go to heaven, like I said from the beginning. But some of us here, if we are not careful, will not be very useful in the hand of God. That's why a Christian will get money and will be sponsoring pornography. You get money and then you are trafficking people. You get money, all manner. This one that they said they will use ID to watch pornography. It is Christians that will oppose it the more. Christian people watch pornopa. And they don't want to be known. Christian people. Yeah. As we are here right now, if you like, let's do phone search. You will see satanic cartoons on people's phones. Where cry me preach you cry, do baby no your board kakra. Yeah, I'm on the earphone, be church, airport, be church, a dangerous one, sorry, be a. But, and you'll be an artist, auntie, oh dear. Sebebo, I'm a wire, oh dear, Sebna, oh dear. But, yeah, in Kakran Kakra, we'll be fine. The word is still washing you. It's washing. Steward. True riches can be committed to your trust. And for God to do that, he must trust you to entrust into your hands. If you are not faithfulness, that is the qualification. You have to be faithful with unrighteous mammon for God to entrust true riches to you. And boy, all of us can struggle sometimes. There are times God had told me to give some money. I'm binding this thing. Hey, devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. You will bind the thing, will come back. You will bind it, will come back. You will bind. He said, once I have spoken, twice you have heard. But say, boy, as soon as you say, chine, fako. Like that. Imam, praying that when you hear, you will hear. It's too powerful. Listen, I'm telling you this key. This press down, shaking together, running over. God will cause men to give you. You will give God will cause men to give you. You give to the work of God will, anytime you see God's work being built, it's an opportunity for you to show God that you are faithful, you can be trusted with true riches. How do you show that? You give to the cause of Christ. Please, what did I say? You show. How do you show that? You don't show that faithfulness by singing worship songs and crying. Anybody can sing and cry. In fact, some of the people singing some of the songs that our people call worship. They can sing worship and make their voice some way to evoke your emotions, and you are there now, you are crying, you don't know why you are crying, and there's no anointing in it. Anything at all can make you cry. Yeah. You see, most people who drive very early in the morning, they will put worship inside. Worship. But worship is above 7 for car cross in the head. Like a cancer match, you know. You'll be wondering, are you not the one coming from the worship? There's no spirituality about it. Look, Jesus said, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. Because sacrificing to fulfill divine assignment is not easy. It's not what? Even Jesus, he wouldn't have gone through it. Then he said, hey, Anyway, not my will, oh, let your will be done. I'm telling you that you can be very clear in your mind that God has asked you to sow into his work. And you go to town and come and your mind has changed. Like the way Jesus' mind was trying to change. If it is possible, then you will now be doing logical reasoning with God. If it's possible, you know, we are about to build our house. You know, we are... Laugh my Papua New Guinea laughter song. Yeah, just you see that you are trying to negotiate. When you see yourself negotiating with God on something that is an absolute instruction to you, you have to know that you are failing the faithfulness test. That's why, as for me, I'm operating like Abraham. When I hear it, the Bible says, before morning, he woke up on the way. Isaac, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Before Sarah will rise up, and it will be pinte here. Let's go quick. Let's go quick. Tell somebody that when you want to be obedient to God, it is not a matter of discussion. Tell somebody. It's not a matter of discussion all the time. When you are sure that God has spoken to you, please tell somebody, when you are sure that God has spoken to you, don't consult the old prophet. They can mislead you. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is in you for a reason. To be able to convince you, convict you, direct you, guide you. So when God is asking you to do things, if you want to talk to another person, first of all, make sure that you are convinced and convicted in the matter. So you are just looking for counsel that will guide you into the purpose, not away from the purpose. Yes, you and God alone, you'll be fine. I said I had not seen dollars like that before. But somebody gave me dollars, and when I heard, like when they gave me dollars in Nigeria, I had never seen that quantum before. When I held the money, I just heard straight away, church. I like the way you say, church. So I found a way to be happy about it. Yes, you have to find a way. Because you can be sowing crying. Do you understand? And there's nothing wrong with it. Because the reason why you are crying is it's a sacrifice. A war. Tell somebody it's okay. It's okay. It's not a sign that you don't have faith. As long as you do it. It's a good sign that you are sacrificing. So I'm expecting that sometime when you are bringing a heavy thing before God, when you are coming, I'm expecting that you not be laughing. I'm expecting that you should be coming gaming with tears flowing and then sometimes phlegms coming from your nose. And I'll give you tissue. Pepawate. Nye easy. Catch up and say, nye easy. Nye easy. Yeah, now then we know that, Charlie. That thing, no. Charlie. We have to be real, oh. So I came and then people thought I was happy, I was spiritual. No, you need to pass the test. When I passed that test, I just handed this thing. From nowhere. The person who gave me the money called me, it's like, pastor. From Nigeria, he's a pastor. He's like, the thing, no duo. He's like, just bringing it in portion. By the time I realized, I have passed that threshold long in less than 6 months. If you look at the scripture, it said, give and it shall be given. That simply means that God doesn't need it. And if you also study the Bible well, you will find out that when God is taking from you, he wants to create for you. From Adam. He took from the rib of Adam. Did he do lies who put it? The way you like Kotojeno. Maybe God likes ribs. So he took from the ribs of Adam. What did he do with it? Hello? What did he do with it? He did lie soup. Stew. He took from Adam to create for Adam. Took from Adam to make for Adam what he would appreciate as comfort, as joy. He saw the woman and said, hey, what a woman. Anytime God is taking from you, he has plans of making for you. We read last week how he told Elijah, go to Zarephath. I have commanded the woman there to sustain you. Really? Who got sustained? When Elijah got there and asked the woman, "Can they give me water? Give me some small potato to eat." Eventually, who got sustained? The Bible said that the oil never ceased in the woman's house and the food never ceased in the woman's house. He took from the woman to create a miraculous channel for the woman that sustained the woman throughout the whole drought. It is the devil that will tell you that God is taking from you to rob you. It's the devil. Anytime it's God himself taking from you, he's giving you more. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Why don't you prove your faithfulness with God to God by physical money? All this, every time he's singing, I lead prayer. I lead. Who doesn't know how to pray? I lead prayer. Me too. I'm a counselor in the church. I'm a counselor. Daniel, I dance in church. I dance. Asana, are you giving? It's a dance offering. It's a victory dance. Eh? Please ask somebody, are you making your mind to prove your faithfulness with financial giving? Ask somebody. The words are enough. Prove your faithfulness with financial giving. I want you to prove it. Prove it. Tell the sister, you look very rich. Prove it with cash. This brother, he has cash. He works with you and they tell him, brother, prove it with cash. Prove it. Yakubu, flourish. No more manage. Do what? Flourish. It's a mystery to me that people who give in church, they keep receiving many channels open to them. Because you are giving to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It shall be well with you.
Amen.
I like the levels. He said it shall be pressed down. Intine bi mo mufi say wasa, but mo nim say bebre shall say ho. When the giving is deep, the pressing will be even deeper. God will hide it from their eyes. By the time they will think that you don't have material, they don't know that what you are dealing with is a compressed blessing. Is pressed down, shaking together. Every space is covered, no bubble. Smile, small smile. When we talk your money now, you are frowned. You will bring the money for God. As I am here, I'm bringing. All of us will bring. Why do you think we are doing business? It's to bring the money to God. And use the rest to make our families comfortable. That's all. That's our essence for living here. Hey. Shaking together. Press down. Shaking together. Running over. Kai. Enter the running over dimension in Jesus' name. Enter. 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 A lady called me this week from Europe. She said, I went to preach recently in some corner like that. And I asked them to sow a seed. And hardly will I mention name on the seed. I was in line. I said, sow £1,000. She said, Pastor, hey, I said, Carbono. I say, hey, wow, UK. So when I said that, sow £1,000, and I saw that people were doing, I said, me, I'm sowing £2,000. Join me. Let me figure out my business, sow £2,000. Dance, you give 1 million in Jesus' name.
Amen.
1 million will fatter you. When you talk money, Tansy doesn't talk. She collects it inside. Then she said, Pastor, Bibi too me say. And then she came and sold. She said she had been asking the council for a place for a long time. And said now they don't even have houses. They give flats. He said, they've prayed about it, sir. He said, when she sold, bang! I finished the program on Sunday. In fact, she met me shopping for my family. She ran and she said, she went and shopped for me on top of the shopping. Shopping on shopping. He said, as I left now, they called her that, oh, they have taken her name from the list of the flat. Now, they have found a house in her area with big compound at the back that they have given the house to her. She said she started dancing in her house like that. Giving. It will open supernatural doors that it doesn't have to make sense. That's why you have to have a spiritual mind. To know that it's a test of your faithfulness. When you pass it, you will now compel men to give to your bosom. You see that you have one customer. Matter finish. One customer. You just come and can. You say from today when you bring the good, don't call anybody. Don't call anybody. This juice that you are, some of you have been taking without paying in this church. From Julie Van. One customer from there. Everyone will now call them, that girl, that juice. You can even make a song with it. That girl, that juice. Let her come. That's how your prosperity will come speedily. Love for Jesus, your prosperity has come. I want us to pray. You know, I want us to pray and pray to God that I will be generous towards you. Praise the Lord. That I will be what? What's the prayer? First of all, don't pray for yourself. Pray for somebody first. Hold the hand of somebody and tell the person, you know, I think you need this prayer. Please tell the person. Look at the face of the person. I think you need this prayer. Because you are a great person. But you need to pass the test. So I'm going to pray for you to pass the test, though. Please, I need you to hold the hand like two. Oh, okay, hold it in a line. Shabalagadagadadada. I'm trusting God that in this church when we raise an envelope, the people who will be running to come for the highest will be the singers. That the drummer will say, Pastor, wait. That's it. Hit the kick again. Let me see. That's it. Pastor, wait. Let me collect the primus. What a joy. I want you to pray for the people whose hands you have held. Father, grant them a generous heart. A heart of a steward. A heart that will make them Morakusha Peliko Brutuskipa. They will not miss their greatness. They will not miss their greatness. Give them the grace to be generous towards you. Generous towards you. Matuliki lazunte kleso. Velisu kletusa parakisto. Imparaso klatola para. Shakala patala matala gadabada. Erequese pretoste lepila. Istolakwa sitelete. Mesutele prekita lagada. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Now pray. Father, let this person whose hand I'm holding not miss their greatness because of giving. Let them not miss their greatness. Let them not miss their greatness. The opportunity to be great. Let them not miss it. 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 Shaka patalia kopelese. Iquatala klaka patala baha. Now raise your hands and pray. Father, make me generous. I pray for the grace to be generous towards you and your work, that I will not miss it. I will not miss it. I refuse to miss your will. Your will for me. I will not miss it. I will not miss it. Ike paraka kapatata la kapatala. Shatala kwa pateliete. Ishokele pelikito tolabaha. Etore ni shokeli palasa.
Thank you.
invite you to practicalize the word you have heard. I don't have need as a pastor. I don't have need of money for any project yet, even though we are building. I think we are going to be fine. But I want you, I sense God put on my heart this month to do this. And if you are here, you have heard the word. You say, God, I want to take steps to begin to be generous towards you. Prove my faithfulness with a sacrificial giving to your kingdom. Financial sacrificial giving to your kingdom. Prove my faithfulness. Prove my liberty from the unrighteous mammon. And prove my faithfulness to you that you can entrust into my hands true riches. You are here, you have heard the word, and you want to take a step and take an envelope and say, Father, I want to practicalize my love. Show it practically to you. Please come. Sing the song. You are one of those people. Please come. You want to take that envelope, sacrificial. Sacrificial giving. You bring it somewhere in the course of the week. Please step up. Christianity is very practical. It's a sacrificial giving. Press down, shake it together. Lord, I trust you. I trust you that your word is true, and everything you have said concerning me will come to pass. They are already established. Therefore, I'm walking in the reality of their manifestation. I want you to open your mouth and thank the Lord for making your week a great one, making your week a great one, making your week a great one. The envelopes you have taken, you just go pray. Whatever God has laid on your heart, you want to sacrifice it financially to God. But thank the Lord for the week ahead of you. Thank him, Father. I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your greatness. I thank you for your blessing. Shekola badagadadas. Hey, ya baba baba. Shetolebrede.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.